بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Etiquettes, illness, death, funeral and beyond. From when a man is born till he dies, he strives and fights not to die, but death vigorously and continuously follows him. No one can flee from death. Is death true? If it is haq, then why is it not lucky for all at large? And why is it no one likes to die? If death is not true, and if it has no reality, then why can one not flee from it? Amirul Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam replies to these questions in one simple beautiful phrase: ما رأيت حقا أشبه بالباطل من الموت. I have not seen a right that resembles a batil like death. Therefore, how do we deal with death? What should our stand be? The glorious Quran says, قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Say, as for the death from which you flee, that will surely take you, then you shall be sent back to the knower of the unseen and the seen, and he will inform you of that which you did. That what is truly beneficial is to regularly be reminded of death and to work to live. This may well be defined as Islam's viewpoint regarding death. That, O man, you who is constantly moving towards God, you will eventually meet God. Therefore, one's ultimate goal should be meeting the Almighty God, and all his efforts will be a means where death becomes a bridge which connects man to his eternal abode. For that ultimate home, provisions have to be sent from here, so that then we do not regret. As He, the Almighty, in the glorious Quran says, يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي. He shall say, Oh, would that I had sent before for this my life. Therefore, death must be reminded. Meeting Allah has to be the motto as soon, the day when their bodies become graveyards and their wealth inherited, the day they could no longer respond to a call nor hear anyone who bemoaned them. كَمْ تَرَكُوا مِنْ جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ. How many of the gardens and fountains have they left? وَزُرُوعٍ وَمَقَامٍ كَرِيمٍ. And cornfields and noble places. وَنَعْمَةٍ كَانُوا فِيهَا فَاكِهِينَ. And goodly things wherein they rejoiced. كَذَلِكَ أَوْرَثْنَاهَا قَوْمًا آخَرِينَ. Thus it was, and we gave them as a heritage to another people. And where have those who know gone when they passed away? Where are your ancestors? They exchanged the face of the earth for its depth, vastness for a very limited space, light for darkness, and parting with their loved ones to solitude. Regarding the hour of death, Amirul Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam states, this delicate flesh cannot stand the hellfire. So have mercy on yourselves as you have experienced the trials and tribulations of this life. Have you experienced agony of a prick of a thorn, a stumble that bleeds the foot, and the unbearable sweltering heat? Just imagine how much worse it will be if one is thrown into layers of fire, lying on stone and taking Satan for a companion. It is time you should fear the aftermath of death, not merely death itself. Quran says, يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما رضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. On the day when you shall see it, every nursing woman shall quit in confusion what she suckled, and every pregnant woman shall lay down her burden, and you shall see men intoxicated, and they shall not be intoxicated. But the azab, the chastisement of Allah will be severe. لا يتخذ المؤمنون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين ومن يفعل ذلك فليس من الله في شيء إلا أن تتقوا منهم تقاة ويحذركم الله نفسه وإلى الله المصير. On the day that every soul shall find present what it has done of good and what it has done of evil, it shall wish that between it and that evil there was a long duration of time, and Allah makes you to be cautious of retribution from Himself, and Allah is compassionate to the servants. Reminders for the ill, for those on the deathbed. Tawbah, to repent, to seek the Almighty's forgiveness, His pardon, for the wrong that was done. The Almighty says, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ فَأُولَئِكَ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. Repentance with Allah is only for those who do evil in ignorance. Then turn to Allah soon. So these it is to whom Allah turns mercifully, and Allah is ever knowing, wise. Elsewhere says, فَمَنْ تَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِ ظُلْمِهِ وَأَصْلَحَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. But whoever repents after his iniquity and reforms himself, then surely Allah will turn to him mercifully. Surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam has said, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ يَقُولُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ لِلْمَلَكِ الْمُوَكِّلِ بِالْمُؤْمِنِ إِذَا مَرِضَ اكتب له ما كنت تكتب له في صحته. The Apostle sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, the Almighty addresses the angel appointed to the ill and says, write all that you wrote for him while he was fit and well, as indeed it was me who made him sick. Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam further says, one who visits an ill mu'min for the sake of Allah, the Almighty appoints an angel to visit him in his grave and seek forgiveness for him until the day of reckoning. Let it be that one who is in his last moments or who has just died serves a reminder that soon our return shall come. It should not be a terrifying experience. A Muslim who is dying must be turned towards the Qibla, towards the Holy Kaaba. Make him lie on his back with the sole of his feet pointing towards the Qibla, stretching his legs in the direction of the Qibla. Irrespective of whether the dying person is a man or a woman, old or young, it is advisable to whisper in his ears to remind him of the oneness of Allah, the Risalat of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the Imamat of the 12 Imams alayhim as-salam, and the belief in the Day of Judgment. Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam says, Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam, by one of his relatives on the deathbed made him repeat, La ilaha illallah al-halim al-kareem, La ilaha illallah al-aliy al-azim, Subhanallah rabbi al-samawat al-sab'a, wa rabbi al-aradheen al-sab'a, wa ma baynahuma wa rabbi al-arsh al-azim, walhamdulillah rabbi al-alameen. And when the ill repeated, Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam said, Surrender your soul, as you have nothing to worry. It is mustahab to recite Surat As-Saffat. It is makruh for a person who is in a state of either janaba or haze to be present while a person is dying or to touch their body at the point of their giving up the soul. Women and children of all ages are allowed to visit the ill, to be by their side when they are dying, and visit the cemeteries and pray for them at all times. When the person has died, it is mustahab recommended to close their eyes, shut their mouth, stretch their arms beside their body, straighten their legs, cover them, recite verses from the Holy Quran, light the place where he used to live, and inform the faithful to attend his funeral. It is also mustahab to prepare the body for a quick burial. The next step is to perform the obligatory wajib ghusl. This applies even to a 4-month-old fetus, although prayer salatul mayyit is not wajib on a fetus. A male can wash the body of a male. Likewise, a female can wash the body of a female. Except in the case of a husband and wife, they can wash one another's body. The same ruling applies to a mahram who can wash the body of his mahram from the opposite sex if help from the same sex was not available. How is the body of the deceased washed? 3 types of ghusl should be carried out. 1 with water mixed with lotus leaves. 2 with water mixed with camphor. 3 with pure water. In all the 3 ghusl, the head and the neck has to be washed first, followed by the right side of the body, front and rear, and then the left side, front and rear. The water has to be tahir, not najis, mubah, lawful, not usurped, mutlaq, not mixed, and the body has to be free from any najasat before the ghusl is performed. After the ghusl, hunut has to be done. Hunut means applying camphor, kafur, on the mawadi' as-sujud, the 7 spots that touch the ground in sajda. Clean, lawful camphor has to be applied on the forehead, the palms, knees and the toes. No particular order is necessary. It is recommended to apply some turba, dust or the clay of Karbala on the forehead, kafan, shrouding the body. It is wajib that the body of the deceased be shrouded with 3 pieces of cloth. 1. The loin cloth, which covers the area of the body between the umbilicus and the knees. 2. The shirt, which covers the area of the body between the shoulders and the middle of legs. 3. The covering cloth that should cover the entire body and should be long enough to tie at both ends. All 3 pieces should be wide enough to wrap the entire body and overlap. The shroud too must be lawful and tahir, not najis. It must not be silk or fur or leather of animals that are unlawful to eat. The next stage is Salatul Mayyit, the funeral prayers, mandatory on every deceased Muslim. It has 5 takbir, stating Allahu Akbar. It has no recitation from the Holy Quran, no ruku, no sajda, no tashahud or salam. Points to be observed. 1. Niyyat. Being offered qurbatan ilallah to seek the nearness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. 2. The deceased must be 6 years and older and must be specified. 3. Offering the prayers in the standing posture. 4. That the prayers are offered after the body has been washed, hunud has been applied and has been shrouded. 5. The prayers be offered facing the qibla. The body should be lying in front of the person leading the prayers. The head of the dead person should be on the right hand side of the person conducting the prayers and his legs to his left. The dead body should rest on its back. 9. There must be no barrier between the dead body and the person conducting the prayers, such as a screen or a wall. 10. There is no harm if the body is in a coffin. 11. The body must not be too far away or too high above the person leading the prayers. 12. Permission must be obtained from the next of kin of the deceased to say the prayers. 13. All 5 takbirs and the recitals thereafter be offered subsequently. 14. For those offering the funeral prayers, taharat is not mandatory. Burial, dafn. The body be buried safe and secure from the reach of carnivorous animals. The burial ensures no spread of bad smell from the body that might be a source of discomfort for other people. 3. In the grave, the body should be placed on its right hand, ensuring that the face should be set in the direction of the qibla. 4. The plot of land must be lawful. 5. A Muslim must not be buried in a non-Muslim graveyard. Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salatu was salam says, "Do not enter the grave with a turban, cap or footwear, and undo your buttons. Make a pillow for the deceased and place a rock or dirt behind his back so that he does not fall. Undo all the knots of his shroud, uncover his face and pray for him." Bara' bin Azib, among the companions of the Apostle sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, says, "We were with the Prophet. There was a congregation. He inquired, 'Why have they gathered?' They answered, 'They are digging a grave.' The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam ran towards it. Bara' bin Azib says, "The Prophet sat on one side of the grave and I sat in front of him to see what he does." The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam wept a lot. He then addressed us all and said, "Ikhwani, limithl hadha fa'a'iddu. My brothers, avail such place for yourselves. Be prepared." Sayyid ibn Tahus reports from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, "There is no time tougher than the first night in the grave. Have mercy on your deceased by giving some sadaqah. Have mercy on your dead. If you could not give any sadaqah, then recite the Salat Wahshatul Qabr." Marhum Mullah Fath Ali Sultan Abadi, among the great ulama of the Shia world, says, "It was my habit that whenever I was informed of a loved one or a friend has passed away, I recited a 2-rakat prayer for him for the first night of his burial, whether I knew the deceased or not. And no one knew of this habit of mine until the day a friend of mine met me in the streets. He said, 'A friend of his who has recently died, I saw him in my dreams. I asked him about his arrival at Barzakh. He said, I was in difficulty and pain, when the prayers of Marhum Fath Ali Sultan Abadi saved me. Ma'soom says, performing a correct and a perfect ruku in your prayers helps from a severe grave. Recitation of La ilaha illallah al-malikul haqqul mubeen 100 times every day is a protection from poverty and the horror in the grave. Recitation of Surah Yasin before going to bed helps. To perform the prayers of Laylatul Raqaib on the first Thursday of the sacred month of Rajab helps. One who visits an ill, the Almighty will appoint an angel to visit him from the day of his arrival in his grave till the day of judgment. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says to Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam, O Ali, be pleased, give good news. For your Shias at the time of death is no regret, no fright of grave, no grief on the day of resurrection. Salat Wahshatul Qabr. It is recommended to offer this prayer on the first nights after the burial. A 2-rak'at prayer, Qurbatan ilallah. In the first rak'at after Suratul Hamd, you will recite Ayatul Kursi 1 time. And in the second rak'at after Suratul Hamd, recite Suratul Qadr 10 times. And after the salam, say once, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad, wab'ath thawabaha ila qabri, and then name the deceased, the marhum. One who has touched the body when it was cold and before the ghusl was given has to perform a ghusl mas-e mayyit, irrespective of whether the deceased was a Muslim or a non-Muslim, irrespective of whether it was wet or dry, or whether touched intentionally or unintentionally. Ghusl mas-e mayyit is wajib, without which one cannot offer his prayers, cannot come in contact with the verses of the Holy Quran, divine names and the names of ma'sumeen alayhim as-salam. If the deceased was a husband, then the wife or the wives will have to observe an iddah, a waiting period for 4 months and 10 days, irrespective of the age of the wife and whether or not the marriage was consummated. A non-pregnant wife should wait 4 months and 10 days. If she is an adult and sane, she should, during the waiting period, abandon wearing makeup, perfume and glamorous clothes, for it is haram. However, she has the right to bathing, putting on clean clothes and going out, especially if she has something to attend to and an act of worship to perform, and of course in an emergency. The ruling on a widowed pregnant woman is that she must observe a waiting period for the rest of her pregnancy. If after she has given birth, the total period that has elapsed since her husband died was 4 months and 10 days, her waiting period should end. If not, she should wait for the remaining period that completes the 4 months and 10 days. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam quotes from Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam, visit your dead, indeed they get happy by you visiting them. Have your hajat granted by your parents' grave as they pray for you. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, من زار قبر أخيه المؤمن فجلس عند قبره واستقبل القبلة ووضع يده على القبر فقرأ إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر 7 times آمن من الفزع. Imam says, one who visits the grave of a fellow mu'min, sits by his grave facing the Qibla, places his hand on his grave and recites Suratul Qadr 7 times, will be safe from the great horror of the day of reckoning. Lessons to learn when the coffin is raised. Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam, addressing Aba Saleh, has said, "When you are carrying the coffin, assume as if it is you who is being carried, and as if you are asking your Lord for your return, and He, the Almighty, has allowed your return. Now see how you will commence." He further continued, "It is amazing how people have broken their ties, ties of their origin and their end. Every day they witness death, yet they are occupied in sport and play." Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam, regarding the testimony of mu'mineen, says, "When a mu'min dies and 40 mu'mineen participate in his funeral, when they say, 'Allahumma inna la na'lamu minhu illa khayra, wa anta a'lamu bihi minna,' O Allah, we do not know anything but good from the deceased, and you know better," the Almighty Allah then says, "Their testimony, their shahadat shall suffice, and I forgive all that he committed unknowingly and unintentionally." Allahumma ighfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat wal muslimeen wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat tabi' Allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat innaka mujibud da'wat innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir wa subhan rabbika rabbil 'izzati 'amma yasifun وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.